Okay, Lisanna, you're live on Wolf Spirit Radio, but we are not live on Studio B on Revolution Radio, because Skype, basically. So please be patient. I'm doing my best, but there's no one on the other end.
Okay.
And, it's like an automated system that has kind of gone wrong. I can't get you both
on. Some interference today.
There's, interference, but I've had a lot all over the weekend. Hang on. I need to, connect with other hosts in the, I've lost the chat room as well. Oh gosh. Well, my guest tonight is Lisanna. We are, currently, receiving, we are on. We're on. Excellent. Okay, great. Thank the gods. Thank you, Odin. must have heard me. Tonight, welcome to Journeys with JP. In fact, it is the penultimate Journeys with JP. In a couple of weeks, I'll be relaunching Wolf Spirit Radio and also relaunching my rightful place as producer of Journeys, as opposed to host of Journeys, because the original host, Rebecca Jernigan, has also decided to come back out into the public, and we'll be starting to do that again. So Journeys with Rebecca will restart on the 20th, and we'll see what is going on. And tonight, my guest, it's Skype. I mean, I can blame Skype. I could say it's all my fault. I can take complete responsibility that Bill Gates has bought Skype. It's all my fault. And that's why it's rubbish. But let's just, we've got a caller, it sounds like he might be urgent. So, Rob from New Mexico.
How are you doing, JP?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, you know, surviving, dodging and weaving, but staying proactive.
That's very good. Do you have a particular message? Because I have a whole interview to give tonight.
Okay, well, why don't you do the whole interview, and you want to get back to me maybe towards later at the end of the show?
Well, maybe you want to call in for a little of a conversation with our guest once everybody's gotten to know her a bit.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you for taking the call. I just want to let you know I've been thinking about you, and lots of love to the heart and positive energy.
Thank you very much, Rob. All right, thanks for calling in. Good night.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
So, that's what it's like here. welcome. Excuse me?
Very interactive, lovely.
It's very, very interactive here. So welcome to Revolution Radio, welcome to Wolf Spirit Radio, let's start again. So, why don't you introduce people? First of all, where are you on this planet? The kind of days that you have on, we're looking at, the journey that people have started. So do you want to start in the beginning, where it all started, and how you began to define yourself?
Sure. And you were breaking up a little bit. So since this is a fairly new for me, JP, should I,
you're coming through perfectly this one. So that sounds good.
The sound is good.
Absolutely. Wall to wall. Perfect. Thank you.
Wonderful. My name is Lisanna, and my body is sitting in a place here in Denver, Colorado, the Rocky Mountain High, and I'm here to bring a whole new kind of high to the Rocky Mountains. I recently left the Northwest Coast up in Washington State near Seattle, and anchored down here, if you want to say anchored. So I've been in movement for pretty much 4 years plus, and only about 6 weeks now, kind of still enough to now connect out into the world and reach to those that my consciousness is reaching out to. And it's been a beautiful flow. And so, JP, do you want me to share a little bit about who I am then?
Oh, absolutely. Well, basically, it seems that my signal is not that good going out. We may have to reset that later on. But you are coming through very, very clearly. So, yes, why don't you start with how you got here and where you came from?
Okay. I'm going to be brief because then I want to stop and just kind of set a tone with sound and with a little prayer. But just to catch the audience, if you're tuning in, at the start of this, you know, I'm very reluctant to use any kind of labels or titles. And, however, with that said, I'm, open to the word midwife. And though that's comes with different connotation, it does mean to assist, to bring into beingness. And it is my place here. So here we go. During the 2012 solstice alignment, I was preparing for that. I was in deep meditation and quiet days before and during, and I experienced on Christmas Eve of that, a couple days after this alignment, during the alignment, during a 5-hour experience, I, what we'll call, walked in. So the words we'll use, they're just words, and it is a story, that it's an embodied walk-in soul. And I came in very clear with codes and missions and was put right to work just weeks later as I was getting all the information. So I traveled very quickly to the earth, sent right to the Arkansas vortex, and then months later down to Peru and Bolivia, and then up to Mount Shasta many times, then over your way to the British Isles. Very extensive work from the Orkneys down through Ireland, Wales, and England, and then over to Greece. So it's been a very hectic running for 4 years, and I've landed now to reach out. And it's a very pinnacle time, so it makes sense that I'm still long enough to be heard. And that's the prayer for today. So I'd like to just take everyone on just a moment to set the intention for our time together. And this is a crystalline singing bowl, which they are quartz. This has played around the planet at many sacred sites and temples and held sacred water in its structure. So it's not only a beautiful consciousness that rings of beautiful sounds, but it also has received many codes and information that will be shared through its sound. The one who is called Lesana, stand before thee, Prime Creator, upholding thy will of the purest and highest vibration. My intention is pure and holy service to thee and all creation, to speak in and with the clarity of vibration of truth, divine truth, without interfering with any soul's journey. My divine purpose is and has always maintained the prime directive as a midwife for the newly embodying consciousness from the highest source, love, God. So it is. Blessed be. Did that sound come through very well, JP?
Yeah, it's a little close to the mic, but okay. Aside from that, it's what frequency was that? Was that the C note?
Oh, we're testing your musician ability here.
One, two,
it
eight.
Actually
Or was
we're testing your musician ability here.
Or was that the 432?
It was an F sharp.
F sharp. All right. So that would
it
be
was, yeah. Yep.
All right. Okay. So that's not even either of those. The good one, because I noticed it was harmonic with my A43. So, but it's a 432 F sharp. Is that right?
Probably.
I'm just a nerd for this. Anyway,
because I know when I've set it with my tuner, I have the tuner on 430. I'm not a musician at all, mm-hmm. but I have deep understanding of sound. So figure that out. I came in with that knowledge and how to utilize it for the beautiful planet and the waters and the consciousness for humans. So, there's a lot of things you'll see as the night goes, or your day. I'm not sure what time it is your way, but,
very early morning.
Oh, so who's up over there? And
I'm up all night. I'm up all night. It's normal.
Would you like a spot of tea then?
Yes, actually, it's funny because Sean was talking about the previous production that I do is on the other station, he was also talking about having cups of tea. But in fact, as I speak with you right now, in honor of being able to have to speak to Americans, I have to tune myself up. So I'm on my now second cup of coffee.
Lovely.
Because I have the warm milk and all that sort of stuff.
So I want to just say before we get, I just feel very, at peace with our time. And maybe we should share with the audience how synchronicity works. And I'm sure many of your listeners are in that flow, but how beautiful it was today. We've only met just a couple hours ago and only had a very brief conversation. And here we are in a beautiful connection, sharing a beautiful time. So I think that's, and how you said, very much in the flow of things, that spontaneity is very divine. So I really honor that of you. And I want to thank you for seeing me, and I appreciate it. I'm in much gratitude for this moment to share with you. Very humbled.
Sorry about that. You're very welcome. As I said earlier on, I am always open to the spontaneous. And since I don't have that many words, it's always good to give me a platform so that I can provide a platform for other people to have their words and be heard. So where would you like to from what I can gather, there's a kind of, there's a pattern that you're bringing. There's an encoding that is, that has a particular form or shape.
Yes, you can feel that, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a note. Everybody's got a note, and every note has a chymatic figure.
Mm-hmm.
What a chymatic figure is for everybody is that you can see if you put sand onto a speaker drum or a drum skin and put a sound on it or sing at it, it will then form a pattern. And that pattern it's also known as, not Elisa Dew,
cymatics.
Chymatics, yeah, chymatics, or, his name, Hans Jenny. That's his name, Hans Jenny.
Oh, yes, yes.
He was the guy that did this in the 50s and 60s. Anyhow, but every frequency forms a specific form, a specific shape, a specific pattern. And with 432, which has these great connections with all the different numbers, it's a Pythagorgasm of amazing, number synchronicities and everything like that. When you do a shape, when you get the shape of that, it's this, really orderly triangle kind of space that reminds me of a Wankel engine. which is this triangle shape chamber that has it's an incredible, everything looks very, very complicated, but this is very ordered and elegant, the climatic figure for 432. So starting there, would you like to expand upon your patterns?
Yes, and I will invite those that are tuned in or tuning in or have, will be connecting in the, you know, the time-space continuum, because it is all now, and I can feel the presence of many joining us, and I just encourage you, if you don't understand words, don't worry about that. It's a frequency. It is a vibration. So what JP is saying, you know, I can share the stories of this journey since I've come here, and it does feel like I'm new to the earth. You know, it is very much, even walking on the earth was very new for me. And what I'm here to share with. So if you hold on, just feel the vibration. I'm transmitting as I talk the whole time. And then towards the end, I will give you a little sound immersion of some tuning forks, including a 432 hertz. And it's really important to be tuned into that and get into harmony with the universe. And especially now with the Schumann resonance of the earth has stepped up quite a bit. The frequencies are raising. It is like cymatics, you know, going on here. And JP, it's done with water too. Have you seen that experiment where sound is added to the water and it creates incredible, geometry because it's now structured?
Have you ever put water, surely you put water in your crystal bowl and bingity bonged with it?
Well, what do you imagine it will do? If you picture, my bowl has a handle, so it looks like a big chalice. And so I filled it, and of course, to do what I need to do, you don't fill it full. It's about a third full or so. So what do you imagine would happen in that? Can you see that in the image? I'm actually sending you the image, what it looks like.
I was saying that it's a 432. So perhaps it might form some sort of three-dimensional version of that two-dimensional triangular pattern somehow. I don't know.
Yeah. So what it might look like for the average eye when it's done is it looks like it's bubbling water. There's all kinds of very active motion in the water. So it's an amazing thing to express. I have activated the waters waters I put in there from many sacred places over your way to down to Lake Titicaca, many rivers and oceans all over and have done that. And then I pour it back in to the Mother Earth and also throwing in some crystals as I go. So there's been a dousing of many crystals all around the planet with the purest, highest intention of love and codes that I've, brought forth, when I came in. So we call these codes, but you know, when we're speaking energetically purely, you know, it is all coming down to frequencies. Do you agree with that?
Everything is frequency. Everything is frequency. So,
isn't that Tesla told us? You know, if we think of everything in frequency, energy, and right? Yeah. So,
I haven't introduced myself much to your work, but my stuff is all about frequency. It's about the seven rays and about the sound that we are and all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm right up the alley with this.
I think we are quite harmonic, JP, because I'm bringing – maybe you haven't sat with the crystal bowls. Maybe you have, but it is true and dear to your heart because you understand sound. You understand frequencies. And that's what these beautiful little beings will do. And, when I'm working, I've been invited to do sound sessions through these electronics. And this is what happened just since I've landed here. And it's a calling to all the, we're going to say masters around the planet first, and or anyone that resonates with my tone, with what you feel through my expression. If you feel this is something, you know, you've been missing, and we'll get into that a little bit later, the calling of this. I'm issuing these sounds through these devices and it's working. And at first I'm used to people in person. So there's always touch in transmission for me and there's other ways I administer sound. So, but I had to go back and remember I entered the earth. I stepped in, I walked in, however you want to perceive that as a visual, through a phone device. It was a portal was opened. It was undeniably. And, you know, I want to get a gauge what would be interesting to hear if you have an audience already tuned in, if you have questions showing up, if that's a story people want to hear, how that comes about. Cause I know it's very different for many people and there's other walk-ins and there's other stories and words around that. I definitely was, not from any, planet, any, you know, there was no story. It's simply the energy is from source, which when everyone embodies that divine intelligence, you know, that consciousness, everyone's going to say that. I'm not saying it from an ego state because I don't have that when I come through. I'm speaking for what I know, for what my energy's done, what my consciousness is. And then everyone, when you're embodied in that, you're going to be able to say the same thing. And that is the call out now. We are all hands on deck. It's happening, folks. I'm sure everyone's feeling the intensity one way or the other. It'll express in your visual world in the 3D. If you're not that active out there and you're in, you will feel it in the subtle realm. You know, there's an intensity and is the cymatics. It's the frequency upping and upping from the universe. And it's, you know, coming through in great packets of light. And, it's going to get more intense, but we're getting very close is my feeling. And, or I wouldn't be hearing from what I say are the masters calling in to step into that power that they know they innately have.
So now, Purple Street from Wall Spirit is saying, could you ask a guess where she walked in from, somewhere in the solar system, universe, but you're saying, directly from source. Now most people, when they come to Earth, usually go to the Pleiades first just to kind of get trained up on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the easiest place to come to. It's really difficult. It's very compressed.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be quite, you know, how did you get over the trauma of arriving here? Because it's still not a nice place to visit.
Well, thank you. I've had very few people, on this path even recognize what my actual physical body had to go through in that transition. When it took a couple weeks to fully, I knew something changed by physical evidence the very next morning. I actually was writing during the time and that morning, so hours later, I wrote down what happened. And I think someday I'll put this on my website because I'm getting people asking about it. And when I've reread it years later, I thought I was speaking to the person on the other line, which I know as a seraphim. You know, this is a high level angelic. These are in the story is known as the only ones that can stand by the voice of God. You know, they can handle that vibration. So again, there's a story, but we can go much higher and say this is an energetic. And through that portal is how my body sat in the chair for 5 hours. Lifeless, basically, and very still. And there was all kinds of, you know, visuals and things I could take you on. But basically, at the end of that, we said goodnight. And the next morning, I wrote about it, thinking I'm talking to this person. So when I've looked back at these words, it is pure innocence of what's coming out of my own mouth of, I'm speaking to God. I'm speaking to Creator, the way it arrived. It's quite a lovely, I actually call it a cosmic orgasm, is what was came through. And, you know, it really expresses very detailed of the experience. It looked very still, but oh my goodness, you know, it was a birth for sure. It was electrifying, you know, zero point field, everything just, there's a vacuum, you know, it's a void that gets created in those moments. And that can happen in somebody sitting under, you know, the Bodhi tree. So this person, the personality self, was preparing for this, but not really knowing what she was actually preparing for in that way. I quickly was shown to really answer that question. I was quickly shown, go to this place that they do dance. It's a structured dance that actually it's not structured. I should take that back. It's very free form, but allows you to move in your body. And there was a beautiful woman that was the teacher. And I think at some point I kind of expressed, you know, I've had some changes and learning how to use this body. So there was almost like she was my instructor brought in for me to how to get in there and move it. Just the mechanics of it felt weird. So it's like being a baby in a grown up body. And then this personality never did hike or walk or, hike or camp. And so I don't think of myself or the body as a, earth walker, I call. And I was in the northwest of the United States. It's all earthwalkers up there. There's mountains and, you know, waterways and everything's outdoors there. And so there was a very innocence of what shoes do I wear and how do I get up these mountains that I'm supposed to get to deliver sound and frequency and code. So there was definitely an effort at first to really physically move about, but I was partnered very quickly with about the most earthiest earthwalker I know. So there was a beauty in that I can't even articulate, because it was a perfect combination to get me around the earth.
And so you walk the earth, making prayer, and so do you want to tell me about what you hear as opposed to what you're saying, as well as what you're saying?
What do I hear?
Yeah, it's a comment.
In this moment, are you meaning?
Well, during your traveling, you know, you talk to the earth and she talks back, yeah?
Okay. Yes, there are many others. I know I don't believe everyone is a walk-in, because I'm not aware until someone really, declares it. It's not my place to tell somebody who they are. So I'm guided very carefully. As my energy is, you know, doesn't go to Pleiades or anything, right in. So that's what creates a purity. And no karma, no past lives, none of that to have to overcome. I understand when I see those suffering that it's, I understand. I have the highest compassion for what humans have endured. And, my place is here to assist that. So, as I traveled the earth, I was shown places to go, a kind of a mission, you know, like the directive came through. And many times it shifts because the energies were definitely aware of my presence and, you know, many times tried to thwart it. I'm very clairsentient, more than visual, you know, And of course, clairaudience. So I can hear and I can feel. Clairsentience, it's very feeling. I can feel energies where some people actually see auras and things. I don't get that, but I hear the human souls. I hear their cries. I hear their suffering. I hear their joy. I hear the dogs, the cats, the birds, the trees, you know, it's all consciousness, and I can hear that whether I'm close by or just in a distance, and it's part of the package too when that happens. And I dare say this is, I'm not special. This is everyone's potential. I'm here to show it, it's happening, and it's going to be, en masse. However, there is I feel what my calling is to assure, there's a number of 144,000 masters, we're going to call it. It's a number that I came encoded with. I was aware of from the beginning. It kept evolving. This has been over 4 years now. And a year ago, December, there was a very high prayer in a global meditation that I was able to get into the grid, set an intention of a thought inception, if you want to say, kind of like that movie, you know, and I put out there embodiment, you know, and this was the, and I, there was many working with me at the time during this to assure this went into the grid. So this is the call to those masters, particularly, not exclusively, to embody now, to step into your highest self and let the other things go. It's got to get on board. It's time because of, it is time. Things are happening very fast now. And I feel for that completion, you know, that group has to perhaps go through first as the, if you want to call it the first wave. So we kind of talked about that earlier. We'll kind of play that back and forth. But so I feel like they need to go through. And in the meantime, they're going to be capturing some of these higher frequencies to help transduce it down so that the rest of humanity isn't just pulled apart. There's many not at their fault. So anyone listening, please don't judge yourself. Don't self-deprecate over, I'm not good enough, I didn't get there, and you know, what's the matter? None of that. Let it all go. Just be aware that there are changes as you're feeling. Trust your heart, you know. This is not a thinking moment on the planet. This is a time, the energies are supporting that so much to get out of your head. I like to say, you know, I'm completely out of my mind. Some people take that in a funny way, but I don't use my mind very often. There's things, obviously, I have to be cognitive to move about as I have, but I'm not sitting around thinking of everything that doesn't make sense or doesn't matter in this new way. The masters will be these creators of the new world. They are the creators, and they know this. They have huge power. So speaking to one beautiful man in Japan, he knew, and maybe other lifetimes, how powerful he was. And he knew he shut that down on purpose, fearing his own power. Isn't that a story of most humanity too? So he heard the call on Alexandra's radio show, and I felt like she, like you are, JP, kind of the trumpet. So I can be the sound through that trumpet. And he and I have connected, and he's, you know, he's on. He's realizing it is time for that power now and to step in that fully. So we'll call that embodiment.
So, masters.
Yes.
A lot of people don't like the kind of term master. Number one, it's, you know, it's a, implies a male, or it implies a slave situation or something like that. Mm-hmm. But
it triggers, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you know, I understand that it's a process. The process of mastery is the mastery of your own feelings. Or actually a mastery of the response to one's own feelings. That's the emotional response to the one's own feelings. That's where the mastery comes from. If you can catch it there, that's where you get it. Being able to repress it, that's not so masterful, but it's a second step. So tell us about the masters.
It's one of those triggers that's embedded with most humans, and the ego will say, you're not a master. How could you think you're good enough? So as ego still will sit on your shoulder, it will shut you down if you aren't fully in that. If you're walking in your mastery, if you're walking in your high consciousness, You can say it. You can say, I am a master. I am Avatar. You can say these words because it is only ego that's going to stop you. But when you break the word down, it is it's sovereign. It's having or showing, you know, great skill or proficiency. It's, or acquiring complete knowledge or gaining control, you know, so it does pertain to it. Just like midwife, I'm not working with babies. I wouldn't mind, but it does work. The words, when you break down in the etymology, it is accurate. It's just, why does that trigger everybody? Ask that of yourself. Why, just like in certain religious words, certain icons, you know, these will trigger people. Why is that? Question that, everybody. Go out and ask yourself. When you see yourself, when you're observing that you're triggered by something, where is that coming from? What fear is creating that trigger? So I know Alexandra will call... We talked about this. She completely is in alignment with this. She will say guardians. Some might say builders. You know, the creators are the builders of the new world. If you're seeing the number 22, people, this is a code for you. That's a master number, and that's the number for a builder. So these are kind of codes. Like in my website, you know, 1111 that's a number I came with, just encoded in me. And that too it could signify the 22 if you want to look at it that way. It's a master number itself. It's very highly encoded. So, I really recognize the trigger of the word, but I want everyone to feel the energy of your power. That yes, because what is it you were here for? I, in my consciousness, I can't believe humans have come here to be born, to consume, and then to die. That is not a path, certainly not on this ascension timeline. And I'm pretty sure most humans are aware of something going on the planet, even in some of the remote areas. I imagine some of the fear-triggered spots, you know, on the planet that are kept that way for a reason. It's more difficult to look beside that or around all that and feel yourself. But those that are in the midst of that, that are not the controllers, yeah, don't we want something different? You know, aren't we tired of hate and crime and war and all the things that, you know, we went to the other extreme to experience? You know, we've had both sides, and it is all still from source, God, spirit. It's all from creation, light or dark. And I honor the dark energy for, my goodness, you know, who are you, Master, that could take on that role of sometimes, you know, what is judged as such hideous acts on the planet? But it was the experience. But I think we're all saying, let's disarm now and let's move on from this, this duality role experience. So it does take that shift in consciousness and shift in vibration, and through some somatics, you know, somatics, it is going to happen one way or the other. It will be much easier to be in the flow of it and allowing rather than to fight it. So the other, you know, there's a lot of energy that doesn't want this, and they're at their peak of fighting it, and it will be the most discomfort for them. Sorry.
It's okay. Grammar in the chat room is, could the guest explain, could Lisana explain the 144,000 she just mentioned, please?
Ah, and who is this guest?
Grammar. I presume it says he, perhaps it's she, G-R-A-M-M, might be grandma, you know, anyway.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, could you explain the 144,000 thing?
Well, hi, grandma or grandma. Yes, I'm aware. I don't know many things. This personality self, you know, part of the beauty of this personality or energy was very pure even before the embodiment. So there was not a lot of buried stories, meaning a lot of things that had to unravel. There was, you know, not a lot of religion, not a lot of any of those things to come out of. So, but there has been given to me the ability to understand, different stories, a little bit. So, and you're welcome to join me in this, JP, but, I'm aware it's in the Bible. The number is in the Bible. More so, I'm aware it's the number I came with, and it's a number I've heard myself repeat in many situations about the 144,000. 4 years ago, it wasn't the priority. 4 years ago, it was clearly, all about the Mother Earth and getting to these spots on the grid and, you know, certain ley lines and sacred temples and waterways. Along the path, any beautiful being that came through that sought me and wanted sound healing, always I was, you know, happy to oblige. So the concept, I would say the 144,000, and I will say masters, beings, light masters of the universe. How about that? that really crashed in a year ago December, when the prayer meditation, the inception into the grid of, you know, calling the masters, it's time for embodiment. And almost 2 years ago, when I was down at Lake Titicaca in Bolivia, there was much work around the masters and the 144,000. And you know, I don't have to say that word. I don't want to shut people down. So, you know, if that's a turnoff, you know, I will, let's just call these, you know, beloveds, beautiful beings. At the lake, I was really praying, through so much of the work done there to actually visually see these beings just show up. And, there's a lot of, stories of the ancestry there, and they all know how powerful the lake is, the deepest body of water, and you know, there's stories around that. And if you want to pull me back to that, JP, I'm happy to go there, but I want to make sure I cover this for grammar. And, so I just sense, you know, some people might say it's a percentage. Is it critical mass? Is it, 144,000 Buddhas? You know, it's that level of consciousness to step forward, to hold the mass so that shift can take place. And again, I feel certain there's still going to be a solar event to complete this, but this is preceding it. And it, you know, or it could be quite close depending on, the numbers as we start lining up. But I can tell you just in the course of the last couple of weeks, those that have stepped forward for console or sound healing with me just to activate the latent DNA, you know, it's all in the DNA. It's not in your brain. It's not a memory to remember yourself that way. And this is what I think distresses people, you know, that it's, I can't remember myself. Who am I? What am I supposed to do? Don't judge yourself that way. It's been suppressed greatly by other forces. And I'm sure you could talk about that too, JP, of so many different things to hold back consciousness and humanity. So is that enough on the 144,000? Do you want to add to that?
Well, here's the thing. You know, what is 144,000? It's 1,000 times 12 times 12. So there's like 12 major and 12 subsidiary of each 12. And then each one is that. So you could say it's like a structure of a massive, training school. Mm-hmm. That's the staff. And then everybody's going to be going through the student phase, which is going to show people how to master their emotions and things like that. Because reality is going to get really strange. And so people are going to, you know, people are going to absolutely need this.
Right.
In some way, shape or form. You know, everybody's got their different flavor. You could say there's 144,000 different flavors of Buddha.
Okay,
that's one way of putting it.
144,000 tones that need to come together and harmonize.
Yeah, because there are octaves. So there's 12 octaves of 12 tones, and maybe there's 1,000 divisions in each of those 12, 144 tones. Again, all is vibration.
I agree with you
so,
on that.
So now we understand. You know, see the Bible thing. I find it's triggering because it puts people into a particular mindset. Mm-hmm. And we need to be able to step out of the mindset to cure the mindset that is stuck in it.
Right. And I understand that. And yeah. If these are triggers, there's a part of my energy that is very clearing and is triggering. And I honor that of, and I don't always like it because of where it will put someone in that space, but it, you know, it's whatever right now it takes to let it go.
Makes casual conversations difficult.
I have not read the Bible. I am aware of it, you know, and I've probably read chapters when, you know, Lisa was younger as the personality, but never knowing it full, you know, like some people. I didn't have Catholic in my programming. And, you know, so I'm just aware of different parts of it, and I can say the word God without feeling some kind of trigger, because there's a level of story for each, right? So we can say 144,000 humans, masters, energy, frequencies, sounds, you know, in the beginning was the word, you know, the word was God. And so God doesn't speak English. It's a vibration. It is a frequency. So I, for those that have, hear my heart, you know, get beyond these words. If they are triggering you, lean into them, because I'm going to take you up higher. We go way beyond the words and the stories. Those stories helped everyone in their lives to come to a point to realize themselves. It is the self-realization. So wherever you are on your path right now, it did take a story, an experience of your life to get you where you are now. And right now, in this moment, turn around, look at everything around you, look at your life. What have you done? What have you thinkingly accomplished? Let it all culminate to right now, this moment, because all that doesn't matter now. What matters is you're here right now, present, showing up and experiencing this love interaction. I want you to feel love. For me, the story of love is not the love story of humanity seeking that perfect partner. It was the highest love. My truth is embodiment. And what does that mean? Does that mean the descent of the Holy Spirit, as the Bible would say, the Pentecost story? Is it, you know, spirit into matter, heaven to earth? It is embodiment of your highest potential, your fullest, highest consciousness, because science, we understand everything is consciousness. So how many words are there for God? There's God, there's energy, there's love, there's consciousness, there's source, there's spirit. It's all the same thing, and it is love. So the highest level of love is getting to, and maybe it took a breathtaking love of your life to get you to feel what divine love is. So that is where we're going, that we feel that full embodiment all the time. So it's joy of living here, however here is going to look, but embodied as the God and goddesses, as the fullest highest potential each, you know, being will be. So I think everyone, if you got to choose the menu, you know, do you want to continue the status quo and watch it spiral down? Or do you like that other outcome? You know, it's a choice of outcome. Don't look out your window and say, oh, it's going to be a bad day because there's a cloud there. Can't we move beyond and see, what do you want, creators? What are you choosing? It's not what being a victim and allowing. It's what are you going to choose? Because it's time to make those choices.
Well, this is the thing.
I love this.
Yeah. This is the thing, Lisanna, that one of the things that I address a lot with people is people will be talking and talking and talking, but there's no action. And of course, when there's no action, there's no movement from thought into matter. It's like pedaling on a bicycle
right.
You know, pedaling backwards. There's no traction there. It's not, you know, and so everybody's got the choice to step up to their destiny, to their, really, I mean, that people have a lot of glamour around the idea of destiny or the idea of higher self or anything, but it's really, the higher self is just what you love doing. You know, what you were like when you were a kid, when you were 5 years old, is usually the soul path. You know, if you built sandcastles, perhaps you're a builder. If you played dolls, maybe you organize events. You see what I mean? You know, you're arranging dolls. So, and people do this, and it's almost like 80% of people knew what they wanted to do when they were 5 years old.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And of course, when you're being five is brilliant. It's the best time, isn't it? You've got enough spirit still coming in and you've got this more or less fully grown, fully formed, physical body that can run around and do stuff all by itself. And often you're annoying enough to, okay, go away now. So many people's, delightful memories come from that period as well.
Yes. And, you know, I like to talk about memories. It's definitely part of not showing up fully here now. And even in the delight of those memories of, you know, childhood beauty, I feel like bring that forward as a feeling because you knew how to create then. You know, I can remember watching my children. You know, it was always creating because they were, let's pretend, you know, it was a creational time. It was, you know, the outside external world stopped that, you know, by shutting it down. Like, no, you know, that's not true. No, you can't do that. So it's just very normal to be programmed out of that spirit energy. But I have a beautiful woman that I've connected with and, you know, dwelling in the past. And there is a little, ceremony I'll invite. If this is part of, any listeners, blockage, try this. Lisa did this before embodiment and it was just a deliberate, intentional every night ceremony, we'll call it. As I laid in bed before sleep time, she went back to the earliest memories and recognized them, brought them up to awareness and kind of filed them away. Kind of said, I'm going to put them in the vault. And if ever needed, I can actually get to it, but you know, it's not needed right now. Put them in the vault. And it took a couple weeks to go through, cause certainly, there was moments of more memories, but I will say for this personality, there were all the same memories that she ever had were always the same, you know, never changed. There was never anything new that came up. So at 10, the memories from younger were the same when she was 20 or 30, still the same memories. So I just remember going through, recalling them up, bringing them to awareness and filing them away and tucking them away because, it is to be here right now. There's a great children's movie that, I don't know if you saw over there across the pond, but it was called Tomorrowland and it's on the internet as a speech. It's, I forget his name and the actor, Hugh somebody, gave a beautiful speech.
Oh yeah, Hugh Grant. You make it go away by going, he'd lead it. It's a kind of, cargo cult mentality to, cause it's going to take as long as it takes. Anyway, good. Welcome. Morning. It's, what time is it? It's, 2 a.m. in the UK. It's 6 o'clock p.m., a much more sensible time in, Western, United States and Canada. And, you, I believe, are in mountain time, Lisanna.
Yes. I guess.
Don't apologize for that.
You over there.
Good Lord. No, I do this all night. So, it's all right by me. You know.
Oh wow.
So, yeah. So here we are. And of course, Gaz, who's just walked in, is going to want an explanation for everything that's happened in the last hour, as he always does. Welcome back, Gaz. So where were we? His name in the chat room is Philly Stein, right? It's Phil. I think the midwife name is really quite apt, as in the usual sense of the word, the midwife is there to help safe passage and comfort and support for the mother and baby. But in this case, you are the mother and you are the baby.
Lovely. Yes.
So,
yes.
There we go.
Lovely.
So, and, you know, I think in our pre-chat call, we alluded to this as well, that a midwife is someone who is so used to, you know, it's habituated to the whole process of birth. It's a process. There are stages. There are certain, there are even names for all the different stages. There are things that happen to the body in these different stages that are recognizable. Color changes to the cheeks. There are all kinds of different signs and flags that say, this is one stage, this is the next stage, this is moving, this is what the transition looks like, this is how it moves, you know, this is how you keep it moving. Take that breath, people, you know, into the nose.
And then push.
Yeah. Or allow the river to flow. It's going to flow.
Indeed.
Yeah, you don't need to push the river. And you know.
Conscious birthing is much more gentle.
Yes. And, my son was nearly born in a pool, but, just before they were about to fill the pool, they looked at the thing and said, oh no, he's wrapped round with a cord three times. You can't do that in the pool. So he had to be born in the usual sort of, well, not in, I won't go into details, but, it was a moment. So, birthing is the analogy to moving from one dimension to another through a very small opening.
Yeah. And we could even say that opening's an octave, couldn't we? Because it's you know, these are not perceived as dimensions, and we're going to shift that word choice now, and we're going to look at it because everything is frequency. Is an octave range. We've got a bandwidth, just like what we're functioning through right now that's working. You know, it's brilliant that we can connect this way. So it is an octave range. And I think anyone that's been in the presence of someone coming into the earth or leaving feels that zero point energy. It's powerful. So, yeah, is birthing just really showing up? I think a lot of people, I wanted to bring up fear of death. Here's another trigger word, death. Ooh.
We're cool with death, actually. We're cool. It's just the Bible, that's all. You know, it's like lots of people have had negative Bible experiencing things and they, you know. But it's... how we are able to move through and crunch these little crunchy bits inside us that allow us to move smoothly. Like I say, you know, we have to be like a cat, you know, being able to kind of liquefy ourselves into one, from one place to another. How cats can squeeze through little gaps, you know, because they're more or less liquid creatures.
Indeed. So I feel like humans aren't, there's a perception of fear of death. What I understand is more of a fear of that they haven't lived, because there is that deep soul knowing I'm here to do something and I've got to get to it. So can that come up to awareness and be realized and self-realized? So that's again, you know, I speak it, this is my truth. I'm not demanding anyone to align with it. If it resonates, great. If not, I hold to nothing really. I can speak of these things, but these are things that are deeply in me. It's not that I've read these things. So I bring you a purity of my deepest knowing, but you know, it's all gonna, spell out a little bit differently. So this is a way to transmit why we're using words in this density and to reach the most audience to understand these concepts. You know, we're talking, it's like math equations. We're trying to talk through concepts and ideas and bring about a feeling and an understanding. So, but I have a question for you, JP.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because we were talking about creator gods. And, you know, Prometheus. How did that name come up for you?
Long story. regular listeners will know this. But basically, 31 years ago, I was on a motorbike and a car pulled out in front of me. Bam! I woke up 3 weeks later, minus a lot of my liver, which then grew back in 5 more weeks. It was fascinating. And so when I was looking for a Hotmail identifier to get an email in 1998, I thought, well, what can I call myself? Well, you know, I name my hard drives and computers after gods and goddesses of old, you know, like Venus, Mars, you know, planets and stuff. So I've got this kind of classical awareness thing. So I just put Prometheus because I, you know, I've got this great big scar across my liver. And that kind of stuck.
Yeah, that's a creator god in the Greek mythology. So yeah, I just was curious. So I'm wondering, because of the time frame your way, even though this is across the planet, are there any questions coming through? Because I would like to really honor that of I can go anywhere, anywhere and take – we can talk about the platform of this being Matrix. We can talk about, you know, the major projector of the sun. You know, many different story levels of what, you know, what is perceived as reality. So I'm open to, you know, bringing forth my perception of it, of what, you know, it comes through. I don't even know that, you know.
Here's my question. All right. The first thing that comes to my mind is, and as it always is, from a visitor's perspective, what is the thing that humanity needs right now? To what is the frequency level that humanity needs to be thinking from in order to move on to the next phase, which is some kind of what I believe a choosing. Mm-hmm. We have to be ready to choose something.
I have a sense, JP, that the choice has been made already. So, you know, and it's, again, everybody has their a way to align in a truth. So, I feel that it is already been choice point. And then if you want to call a system of delays, and that's, you know, that's linear way of looking at it, but, so, you know, there's a lot of teachers out there and I don't proclaim, to be teacher. I think it's not a time for too many words. Too many stories. Stories brought us to this moment. It is time for action. I think you said that earlier. You know, we can talk about it and talk about it, but it is time to take active role on the stage and play the game. This is the grand video game and just step into that. And it's a little free fall. It's okay. I'm going to be a little crazy and probably people will look at me funny. But you know what? I'm there I'm supporting you, you know, all of you step into that. I'm right there with you. I will hold your hand through the craziness that you are going to experience. It's been written about. There's stories. It's like enough of the stories. Now just step into that. So I feel to reiterate what many spiritual teachers have put forth. It's, get from the head to the heart, right? So what is it? Who said the 18 inches journey, you know, from the head down to the heart?
Longest journey of the lifetime.
There we go, right? And, you know, how many feet is that? So, all right, Lisanna, everyone says that, you know, so how do I do that? And how do I stop the thinking? How do I stop going into the stories of the past? And I miss my kids and my husband died and the story and the story and the story and you know, and then the trauma and then the drama. How do I escape that? So there's a lot of programming. There's a lot of things that have kept you there. It's not your fault. So first get out of that blaming and you've done something wrong and that mantra or that tape running that's looping how poorly you've done if this is your path. You know, I'm not assuming everyone at all is experiencing that. But if this is where you are and you want to step in and get on stage and be who you're truly meant to be, the way I've come in knowing it's all through sound. So it is a reprogramming, you know, like a computer. So talk about water. Our bodies, the human body is 70, 75%, you know, percent water, depending on the age of the body, the dehydration level. Some have more, some have less. That water is magical. It is the higher consciousness. It is the waters around the planet. It is liquid crystal in your body. It is programmable. Dr. Emoto showed us consciousness of the water. He's, you know, you've probably spoken about him, you know, freezing the water droplets and giving it an intention. And, you know, it's brilliant. He really broke through showing something really large for consciousness to see. So I know how to do this through sound, and there's ways of through, you'll experience some at the end of our time together. And there are ways with word choices and your own word choices. So when you catch yourself faster and faster, not saying those negative things, not looping what was programmed in you. These are deeply, deeply programmed, words and stories and ideas, and to keep you down, to keep you in fear, to keep you negative. And I'm sure your listeners have, you know, gone down the rabbit hole of, you know, those that feed on fear, that energy of fear. And, you know, there's been a lot of energy to keep humanity down from rising to this divine being. So.
Exactly. So. Chez in our chat room in Whisper Spirit Radio, how does she work with people here specifically? Sessions, missions, groups, meetings, etc.?
I'm up to everything.
Weddings, bar mitzvahs, funerals, the whole thing.
You know what? Anywhere I show up, I'm in service. I am on duty all the time. So I can't tell you how many places I've played singing bowls, at the top of the Andes in unbelievably unusual places in the middle of, town squares in, Peru and Bolivia and British Isles. And just gracing, expressing just pure love through my own vessel, you know, to hold that presence of love for people to, you know, that I'll hold that love for you until you can join me in loving yourself that much. So, you know, I want you to feel that love, you know, feel what's the potential of who you really are. So, what is happening now that I'm being still for a little bit, I am taking sessions through these devices to get around the world, because the body needs a little rest for a brief time. If I'm sent back out, depending on the next few weeks on this earth and what transpires, I'm here, I'm available. And that's why I'm being still, so I can be reached out to. And, you know, we can, if you remind me and, you know, connect to my website, that's Newly Birthed itself. So I couldn't do this while I was in the field. You know, it was literally, you know, on foot running for 4 years. So, it has birth. It's very clean, simple. It was, expressed through me lovely in keeping it simple, because I feel this is a time of brevity and, get right to the point what's needed. So, for your listeners, you know, we'll announce it again if you want, but it's heaven to earth and that's TOEarth1111.com. And there you'll see, very simply what my tool belt brings, and it's the, what I call, or what has been called the Prime Initiatives. And there are six that are prime. Sound is top list, water, DNA, the pineal gland, crystals, and something I'd like to talk about when you feel the timing is right is soul or soleil, however you want to pronounce it. Uh-huh. It's salt. We're talking about salt.
Right.
So
there's a thing. There is a caller on that line from Britain.
Okay.
On a mobile. So, they're probably paying lots of money for it. Bless your heart. Who's on the line there in UK? Now you can speak. You've muted your mic. Now you can unmute. There you go. Who's that?
Hello, JP, it's Phil.
Phil! Hello, Phil.
Hello.
This is Phil, who made the comment before. Phil,
hi,
Asana,
Phil.
Please.
Yeah.
Phil.
Hi there. Hi. Great show, guys. My question really was about dream states, but how, if you're supposed to sort of take meaning from dreams, how are you supposed to distinguish between stuff that comes through in a dream that you could have done that day, the day before, and like longer term recurrences that they're never quite the same but become through the same? I have difficulty trying to work out where I am with it.
So I heard part of that, JP. So dreams and how to interpret them in from the day's reality. What was that part?
Sorry, I said basically how you can distinguish from in a dream to get the meaning.
To get the meaning, okay.
Yeah, from stuff that could have happened that day that comes through in a dream, or stuff that are recurring things that are never quite the same, but they come through in different dreams as well. I have really difficulty working it out.
Yeah, so there's different levels of dream. So there's daily dream stuff,
right.
And then there's more significant dream stuff, and there's like prophetic dreams and those really big lucid ones and those ones where you fly and all that stuff. So do you want to talk a little bit about dreams?
Sure.
By the way, we are in Pisces moon. No, we got Cancer moon in Pisces sun. So we're very dreamy today.
Yeah, bring it on, Phil. You're probably going to have some good ones here. So I think it's worthy to address, and it's a good question to bring up. And interesting, I don't dream. So the just as of recent, I've had some what would be like what would be called dreams, but I'm aware it's not. So that's been something for my embodiment, no dreaming. So what I would say for you, it's like the walking dream of the illusion, you know, the day walking is quite a dream. And sometimes when you're in your daytime and things are bizarre, it's just like your nighttime dream. And your nighttime dream, I would really not decipher. So this is my way. So everyone's going to have their own guidance here, but feel it as an energy. When you awake, whether it's after the dream in the middle of the night or in the morning, take a moment and just feel it. Don't try to think it. If you think about all the details, it's not, it won't come through the veil clear enough to be able to make sense of it that way. I mean, Freud might have done it in certain ways, but I go for the feeling. Take that feeling. So when you wake up, the whole thing brought you this feeling of, gosh, everything's confusing and a mess and falling apart. And, you know, don't go by the story. Don't get caught up in the details. Get caught up in the feeling, what it brought you to. That should give you some clarity. Does that help you any?
Phil, you can unmute.
No, I lost half of what Lisanne said at the end there.
Ah, right. Well, look, it'll be out on the archive, Phil.
Yeah.
We got more calls coming in. So
thank you very much anyway.
Thank you very much
for
calling.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay, great. Okay, guys, thank you.
Thank you. So, area code 814. Hello. Who's that and where are you?
Tamari from PN.
I'm sorry, could you say that a little closer to the mic?
Karen from PA.
Oh, hello, Karen from PA. How are you doing today?
Good.
So you have a question for Lisala?
No, I was just calling in to listen.
Ah, you want to call in to listen. We have different numbers for that. Revolution Radio or War Spirit? This is the studio number. Sorry, you have to call the listen number. Sorry about that. It's on the website.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
It's beautiful. We heard her voice. And did you take that JP as PA for Pennsylvania?
I believe so, Karen. Okay. From Pennsylvania. So
okay.
Whatever whatever energy she brought in, just being there to listen. Thank you.
Right. Yes. Lovely.
So where were we? Midwifing and the process of this movement. It's defined. There are steps. It's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
In certain ways. But in the old days, these processes used to take, you know, at least lifetimes in the beginning. But now people are having to do it in an afternoon.
Right.
And it's quite, you know, it can be quite a shock. Now, the problem with humans, as I've discovered, is because of the Lyran origin, we get triggered easily with shock. And it's something that takes a while to work through, but it's a sort of instant grief things put people into a serious state. And and then they can be mind controlled.
Right, I agree. They become very vulnerable and opened in that state. Just like in any fear state makes you vulnerable. So there's something I wanted to say about remembering and you know, I like seeing it with a hyphen, so it's like hyphen membering yourself. You know, again, etymology, it only is in the English language,
club members. I believe.
Yes. To pull yourself together, to get yourself together. But there's also, I think, another way to look at that is called, you know, reinstate yourself, recommit yourself. And I'm sure everyone's feeling the compression of time. I've been out of that time loop, but I'm very aware of my focus, you know, to move through the day because I'm not here really that much. So to bring about a physical thing to move through, like I think about a ghost trying to make something move, you know, how long to pick up that crystal and move it. So it really requires, and that's another word of being here in the now, showing up. And I think so many do because of their fear, because of the trauma, because of the stories, never show up the whole life. They might move through moments of, you know, in happy moments and the dogma of, you know, everyday life in the program, but to really show up and see beyond the illusion takes, especially now with the raising of this frequency, it takes absolute focus and intention to recommit, reinstate, remember yourself each moment, or you'll get kind of caught up in the, you know, the whirlpool. I keep hearing this word. I've never known this word, JP. I had to look it up, maelstrom. I think it's a really appropriate word for right now. So
yeah, I think it's a German word for storm or something like that. But it does have the character of something that is spinning that you can't stop spinning. You ain't going to stop it. It's inevitable. Chaotic.
It could be related to a whirlpool in the water, or it could be just turmoil. So, or chaos, you know, and that's what the sensation is happening of this overlay of one leaving as the other's coming in, you know, and it's, you know, if I could get any, if two things I'd love to really impart to these beautiful beings that are tuning in now or later or later or whatever the time continuum is, but one, to trust, to walk in that trust. So the things you felt, the things you really, you don't want to necessarily disclose to anybody, but you know that truth in yourself. Trust that, because it is true. Trust that. And the other is, you know, it's, times are different. This is not a normal time. So it's okay to celebrate the craziness, to celebrate free falling into this abyss, you know, be comfortable in this void of creation because, hey, guess what? We're going to have something brand new, you know, an amazing place for this new human being. And, I feel like everyone, if they could choose, they want that on the menu, especially now that we've had enough of the other stuff. And, you know, here in the States, you know, I don't get caught up in, I know what's going on. It comes to me without having to seek it out. I don't have any trigger around it. I don't have any judgment or anything to really talk about it other than it's doing its job. You know, it is bringing up stuff for everyone across the planet, triggering and bringing out all that stuff. And it is a planetary conscious dumping of get it out, you know, release this stuff. It's been years. There was guidance to let go of this. What was the Hopi beautiful poem years ago? I'm not sure which decade it was written, but it was something about, you know, it's a fast flowing river. You know, don't hang on to the side. Don't cling to it. Flow in the center. Just flow with it. And that's energy. You know, to me, that is, they're speaking about flow into that abyss, into that energy, and just flow with it. The resistance is what's going to create pain. The Buddhists would say, you know, there's pain in this body of the being the physicality, but the suffering is optional. And that's a mental loop to suffer in anything that's, perceived or done to you.
I want to come in here and, add another word to this. The word that I want to add is vortex.
Oh, okay. Good.
Now what a vortex is, you know, and particularly, here we go, a toroidal vortex.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I have a little toy. It's called a Flippy Flux. People on my show have heard this thing before. But it's a single piece of, steel. It's just, wound round and twisted as in a Mobius strip.
I've seen those.
Incredible property of demonstrating the fabric of space-time as a vortex, a magnetic vortex applies a anti-clockwise twist to reality, thus creating what appears to be a whirlpool, but also is a fountain on the other side. And that's exactly how a magnet works, you know. The South Pole is a whirlpool and the North Pole is a fountain. And, that's the flow of magnetism and it's the flow of energy. And it twists as it goes from south to north. And it's the eye of the storm and it's the eye of the maelstrom. Mm,
yeah.
And it's the gravity generator.
And, you know, we're coming back to energy and if mutually in our joined harmonic frequencies together, JP, if anything comes across to everyone is, you know, this is, we're talking energy. When you're in your stories, rise up everyone and just come up and see it as the energy that it is because we are not these bodies or these minds. I recognize I'm moving about in this vessel. And it is in service. It is fully to serve in a way to, you know, to fulfill my destiny. I'm here on task in my mission serving as many are and many more every day stepping into getting on the stage, But it's really, when you bring it up, it's energy and what we're all doing on the Cymatic board.
So, more, where were we? Oops, that took a long time. We have, Gaz.
JP, I'm not hearing you if you're speaking.
Oh, right. Are you having, oh God, we've got some Skype issues again. What a piece of pants this is. Hang on a second. I'm just going to call you back and bring you back in and see if that resets. Oh, look. No, I'm getting hit. Yep, I'm getting hit. This probably will take about 30 seconds.
Better.
Okay. I'm still getting hit a bit. There we go. I think that's good. I think we're good. Okay. Right. Now. Ahem. Right. Okay. Yeah, we're back online on Studio B. Let's just reset that call and call back with a probably a new IP. There we go. We're back on the studio. Oh God, this has been such a weekend. I'm not kidding, people. In terms of broadcast, it's been like trying to push through clay. It's just really, worse than treacle. You know, people say, oh, it's like working with treacle. No, this is like pushing through clay. With a brick. Anyhow. In my underwear. With no socks on. Anyway, so look. Where are we? We're looking at the, what are we looking at? We're looking at our transition and our rebirth. Now, we know, right, so here's the thing. If I had a load of gravel, and I had it in a big hopper, and I tilted that hopper, and tilted that hopper, and tilted that hopper, eventually it's all going to go, right? And it's there's probably going to be somebody underneath it, and it's probably going to be me, right? But if I took this hopper, and I added a little solenoid and a vibrator thing to it, and it gently shook this thing, you know, like when you shake the sugar onto your donuts, which I'm sure you never do because you're a healthy conscious eater, but you vibrate it and it makes everything flow smoothly. So what I'm saying is that where vibration is concerned, if you get the right vibration, it helps everything move along in the same way that the Tibetan monks with their sand mandalas do that. They have a little thing that goes zizza, 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 zizza. Hang on, I have a thing I can maybe do.
Yeah.
And they do this, they do it with a rhythm, and that's the mantra rhythm that they're doing it with. And they're dropping colored pieces of sand one by one onto this, in all like 12, how big is it? 12, 24 feet wide? Incredible thing. Anyhow. Yeah. What
hours.
I'm talking about. Yeah, days, weeks.
Painstakingly. And then the lesson of impermanence, you know, this beautiful visual thing that they, you know, it's all done. It's and then tossed into the water or something. But, you know, I'm sure you and your audience knows, you know, there is a frequency for levitation. And it's been done on, you know, smaller things. It's clearly been done on larger things, and consciousness has forgotten. You know, that's the thing. There's big monoliths everywhere. There's pyramids under the ocean. There's so many things that showed consciousness where it was and what was going on, and the creators at the time and all those stories. But all the clues are there. The focus of coming back and forgetting everything and starting over and getting maybe one bit farther, like Groundhog Day. Did you all see that over there?
Oh, of course we did. Again and again and again. Multiple times.
That's a movie that I will reference a lot because, you know, we never knew how many lives he came back to, but it could have been 10,000, you know, he mastered everything. And I love it.
That's mastery. That's a perfect illustration of mastery. And it's not what you think it is. You know, it's not like, oh yeah, well, he's a great master and he's so wise. And you can see that he started out as a jerk. And we all start out as jerks, and some people don't make it out of the swamp. But when you do, then people look up to you, and then they start throwing mud at you to keep you muddy. Anyway.
But, you know, that there was that one day, I think he just, you know, I have my own interpretation. What happened on that Groundhog Day? You know, he had a shift in consciousness. He said to, and it, I don't think it was expressed verbally on the movie, but, you know, enough. It's enough. I'm going to enter this day with love and renewal, and it's enough. He surrendered. And when I say the word surrender, it's not giving up, it's letting go. And I feel like that's the day it shifted. And that was the day, you know, he had a new life. And, you know, it was a great conscious movie, you know, to express that.
Well, it just
quite
shows
old
you.
Too.
Yeah, it's the story. It's, you know, it's a Buddhist teaching, really. Yeah, to me, that's a, it's a Buddha thing. Anyhow.
Right.
We are less than 20 minutes out from the top. And you did promise us some bingity bong, because I do like a bit of bingity bong.
Well, I'd be honored.
And do you have any particular imagery that might go with that? Particular colors or anything? Or do you have, are you going to hit us with you know, do you want to tell us about where we're going and where we might, and how we might get back, just in case we get stuck there?
Just hear my voice. I'll call you back. And do, JP, please tell me, you know, this is still in the new stages of my phone does it one way. This device is a little different. So I need to know if it's way too loud and uncomfortable or needs a volume up.
Okay, give us a few test notes.
Yeah. So the tuning forks will definitely be louder. I'm going to clang them not right at the mic and then bring them in closer. So
yeah,
you want to experience this as a pleasant sound. But do know, even if it's in a more quiet state, you're receiving the frequencies. Your water doesn't have ears. Your water entrains. It is the cymatics going on. It is a vibrational entrainment, so it doesn't have to necessarily be perceived through your ears, but your ears will bring in that tone, and it's nice to hear it. And it is creating almost a delta wave state through particularly the crystal bowl. And at the end of this, let's give us about 5 minutes at the very end, because there's some things I can invite for all to experience, you know, short of talking to me, but there's ways of, because I'm here to get through, let's see this get done. So however I can support those that are seeking to get there. So.
And just before you, go, before we go, you have, these crystal balls, crystal bowls, are they in the 432 tuning? The forks, what are the frequencies you're going to be using here?
This one I'm playing to particularly is the F sharp that I started out. And again, it's not that just that it's emitting the frequency and that beautiful sound, and it's also like a amplifier for my codes, and you know, that'll directly impart to your DNA. But it also, you know, it received at these places, magnificent places around the planet. It's received that like any crystal. So it's a receiver and a transmitter, just like humans. And that's the other thing, JP. So keep us on time, because, at the very end, I want to talk about salt for just 2 minutes, and all this can be seen on the website.
Salt has been mentioned twice in the chat room already, so please go ahead.
Okay, so
everybody's
first
in tune.
Hear, I'll give you a little audio of my voice to help everyone understand what you're receiving, but then I want you to hear it without my voice. So this is the F sharp bowl. If it's too loud, let me know.
Yeah, a little bit back from the mic, though.
Okay, a little farther back.
Yeah, it's
I'll bring my volume down. still too loud?
Yeah, the high frequency is it really cuts through that.
Okay.
That note comes through. Yeah.
Take it down.
Maybe it needs to be certainly off mic, like out of direct line of the mic.
Okay.
You don't need to play to the mic. Let's put it that way. Just put it where it needs to go.
Experience that as a spiraling of a sound, and your abilities of clairaudience will kick in. Your water's in training, and in your water is the DNA. Your cells are holding that DNA coding. There's microclusters of water surrounding your pineal gland. And they get very activated with the water. So can we not bring that entrainment through water, you know, to reach our DNA? So this is a tuning fork that is actually 128 hertz. It actually creates the perfect fifth, JP. It's not that audible, but
it's
you're going to experience
the note of C.
Yes. And it's
it's also based on the Pythagorean number one. Basically, it's the note of one.
Note of one. So it has weights on it to create the frequency. It's not that audible, but you will, for those especially that are sensitive, you'll feel the vibration. And I'm right at the mic.
It's kind of goes in and out. I find that to do a tuning fork on the thing, I start off a long way away and then I take it in. Don't know if this is coming across. This is a 432A, which should be in harmony with your 128C.
This is not very audible, though, even in in the physical realm. Now I'm going to introduce, this will be careful because this could be loud. So this is the 432 hertz in combination of the 528. And we know that the 432 has to do with, you know, it's the cosmic heartbeat. It's, some will call it, you know, unifying and healing. And the 528 has to do with DNA repair and the love frequency, if you want to call it that. And this fork is quite special and unique. It's a frequency of what is known to be the Adam Kadmon. So we'll call this the original blueprint of humanity. Thank you. most have said that's very familiar of a sound, of a tone. And my knowing, understanding is it's been being emitting, but has purposely been stopped. So it's a tone you will recognize. It's one deeply embedded in the DNA.
What frequency was that one? That's up there. That's it, in the 800s, isn't it?
It's what do you think it is? What did you sense from that tone?
Well, it certainly, it resonated right through my body. You know, it was a bone structure, frequency. Mm. So it was like my skeleton.
Yeah,
but it also reminded me of the Greys.
Of the what?
The Greys. The Grey aliens, you know, E.T.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, somewhere in there is part of humanity's problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or understanding it is the problem.
Right. So this is, you know, an idea of how this is coming through, when this is in shared time and, you know, depending on a session, you're bathed in these tones. And again, doesn't have to be necessarily audible. I will play in the background during this delta waves through binaural beats. And, you know, that balances the right and left hemisphere. So there's a balancing of that, and then it opens up so that these light codes can be received through the sound. So there's a magic that happens, and I've witnessed it. You know, it's yes, I align with it fully and know the power of sound. And why wouldn't we know that when everything is at frequency? So this last little beautiful piece is in the shape of an octahedron I'm holding in my hand. It's crystalline. And it emits a sound, and it is just, I think, so magical because it's structure, it's sacred geometry, it's what communicates to the DNA. It's directly communicating a message. And so here's what it sounds like. I hope that was perceived enough in an audible way.
That one hit me right in the heart, and the enormous deep grief memory of the human race. Anyway, I'm having some strange responses today, I tell you.
You have to let them know how your sleep time is, JP, after
this. Just my stuff, you know, I don't know. Who am I?
JP, you know, I want you to know if you haven't felt my love for you that is unconditional and how honored I am to have shared time with you and how I recognize your power in that moment to seize that synchronicity and spontaneity is so divine. And I just wanted you to hear that. And I love you dearly.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want to make it, really felt that the idea of a soul and the idea of divinity is not something that is like, oh, I need people far away from you. You know, divinity is everywhere. Divinity is in everyone, even people who go down the pub and think they, you know, and ride motorbikes and, you know, or, you know, hang out in porn stuff. You know, there's a whole load of crap due to the prohibitions of control systems. Disguised as religions that make something that is a beautiful thing into something that is weird. Eventually we'll restore it. But we make the expression of love a normal thing instead of something that is rare.
Right.
And then nobody will ever worry about you. The only thing that people really worry about is whether they will be loved.
Mm.
You know, they don't really worry about money because it's money that helps them, you know, it's a long story, but it's really, this is what we do. You know, we do everything to get loved. You know, we're such desperate little creatures. Anyway, God, it's so sad. Anyway, at the other end of this is the letting go of all of those, you know, those little sad bits. And I think maybe that's what, perhaps you triggered in me in those frequencies there, the things that I can let go of now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know, those stories are like the baggage and they can't come through in a different octave range. There's things that stay with this old reality and need to stay with it. And when you enter the new, everything is anew. It's renewed. Like, you know, Wizard of Oz, you know, she steps out and it's, everything's in color. It's all a different world. So there's going to be a reality shift like that. And all these stories, everyone will see that it was really the story of finding yourself and the journey of love and what that was to come to the true nature of your divinity. And it's beautiful. It's an amazing time to be here. I'm very honored to have come to be this a midwife and to assist in any way and to support, to assure this happens. And, I'm very humbled always, and the trust in the humans that have been around me is quite amazing.
That's all we've got. So thank you very much, Lisanna. And this is heaven2earth1111.com.
And the information on the Soleil of Salt is on the website.
Ah, yeah, we didn't get to that. Listen, people will go, all right, you'll come back. Okay, good night, everybody. This was Journeys.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're very welcome. Hippity-boom, bitty-bitty-boom. Well, there we go. There was tonight's Journeys. Let me just turn this off.